Speaking of cups, our first guest is making a habit of winning them at Flemington. Another fairy tale result for Jai McNeil and the team involved with Holmesman winning the Australian Cup.
Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
At the clock tower, Best of Days just in front of Paradis. Holmesman still coming then to Fibrillate. Holmesman moves up to Best of Days at the 100. Best of Days and Holmesman. Best of Days and Holmesman. Holmesman with the Music Man cheering above. And also Best of Days a photo. Holmesman and Best of Days a photo. Maybe Holmesman then...
Oh, Matty Hill got it right. Throwing in the Music Man cheering from above after what had been a very tough week for everyone involved with Michael Gudinski's passing. And it was a touching tribute on Saturday with Jai McNeil getting Holmesman home in the Australian Cup. Jai, congratulations.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning, everyone.
Did you think you'd won on the line? Because it actually got a lot closer than what it looked like it would be with about 10 metres to go.
I was very confident that I'd won, obviously from my reaction shortly after the line, but I got my head in front of Best of Days about at the clock tower, and I just felt as though the whole time I was really holding a margin on him all the way to the line. And right on the line, he was actually, Holmesman was actually starting to lay in under full pressure, and was lucky that I did sort of stop and straighten as quickly as I did to avoid a suspension.
Gee, it was a gutsy ride. Once again, you probably opened yourself up to criticism with the pre-race tactics that I believe yourself and Lloyd Williams discussed about keeping him out wide, riding him like a traditional European stayer. But in the end, despite covering that extra ground, it probably was the difference between winning and losing. You looked so relaxed throughout the run.
Yeah, I felt it was very bold by Lloyd to come up with a tactic like that. It was very, I guess, outside the box thinking, and it really worked for Holmesman. I mean, he was able to get into a fantastic rhythm. I actually found a fantastic spot, one off the fence, and I just felt the three wide train coming up on my outside, and thought that I had to actually come back out into the three wide line, so that I didn't have those horses on my outside. But, it really worked for Holmesman. It was a great tactic by Lloyd, and that's why he's winning the big races.
Were you confident throughout the run?
Well, I was confident enough with how he was relaxed, the rhythm he was in. Everything was going to plan to how the instructions were. So I was as confident as I could be. He is a horse that takes a lot of riding, so the further the race went on, the more confident I got.
It wasn't, I suppose, what most people were calling a classic Australian Cup, but he was very tough and he was very strong on the line to win that race. What do you make of the current depth of the best horses in Australia at the moment? You get to ride most of them, especially those middle-distance style horses.
It was a very open race, I thought, leading up to it. And even Lloyd said the same thing to me. He said it was a very open and even race. And he's a 2,000-metre specialist, you could say, and he really put his best foot forward after his run at Caulfield. And it was fantastic to win another cup.
And it was an amazing moment, really, when you consider the week and the build-up and Michael Gudinski being part of the ownership as well. Did that play on your mind at all in the lead-up, Jai?
I couldn't say it didn't. It was definitely there, and I got to meet Matt for the first time pre-race, so it was definitely there, but I didn't let the pressure of that build into the race. I just rode my horse, got my job done, and... the racing gods looked after us on the day, which was fantastic.
Gee, you're becoming a formidable partnership, yourself and Team Williams, with these major cups at Flemington.
Yeah, it's very special to be able to be part of the team, and hopefully that we can just keep building on that and look forward to what's to come.
Before the day started, most form analysts would have thought you had a better chance of winning the Newmarket than the Australian Cup, because you were riding Swats That, and it looked like she had every chance. She certainly didn't disgrace finishing fifth. What did you make of the run?
Yeah, she ran she ran well. I just felt as though I got pushed or dictated to a little bit too wide. I thought when I walked the track that you had to be four or five horses away from the outside fence, and I just ended up in a little bit worse ground. That was my opinion anyway, but she still ran a fantastic race, and that was great for all the connections.
Well, she's only a three-year-old filly, and she's quite lightly raced, so you'd imagine she's got a more improvement to come. Does she give you the feel that she's really only starting to come into herself?
I think she will, and she should mature a little bit more as well. She's got a few quirks pre-race, so as she gets more experience and gets more maturity racing, I think the improvement will come.
What do you make of Miss Guggenheim in the CUNY? They went a pretty hot speed, but she never really came on.
I never looked at the stewards report. She was going to be vetted. Her action didn't feel comfortable in front under pressure. And I'm not too sure, I haven't spoke to connections, how she pulled up, but definitely didn't feel right to me.
Yeah. Gee, it could be another big day for you today because you're heading up to Canberra. When did you make the decision to head up to ride Aussie Nugget in the Canberra Cup today?
About a week ago, Michael, we committed to heading up to Canberra because we had to decide whether we go there today or obviously Adelaide. And Aussie Nugget looks like he's in with a good chance, so we committed to Canberra and really looking forward to heading up there today.
Does look a really good chance. Have you ridden Canberra before?
No, I haven't ridden Canberra. I've ridden Albury and Kairoa a lot as an apprentice. I'm familiar with going the opposite direction, but I'll have to have a good walk of the track, have a look around. Dean Lester actually explained Canberra to me as being very similar to Albury, but maybe a little bit bigger, so hopefully it's familiar enough.
Well, you might have another cup to bring home tonight. On paper, it looks like he's going to be hard to beat. Have you done any form study on the rest of the field for the Canberra Cup?
Yeah, it looks fairly even. There's obviously a couple there that are in favouritism, and I think his barrier draw is really good for him because he's a little bit slow away, but hoping to be in front of a couple, and then obviously being on the outside of horses suits him. So I think the draw is great. There's a couple there that are going to be hard to beat, but he'll be right in it for sure.
Have you locked in a ride for the All-Star Mile?
I'm riding Graceful Glamour at this stage. So really looking forward to that as well.
Oh, it'll be a nice ride up on speed. And with you being so successful, I'd imagine you're pretty much in demand. Will you be spending some time up in Sydney after the Melbourne Autumn Carnival ends?
I haven't got anything locked in for Sydney as yet, so we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. And obviously, if things don't work out for Sydney, there's still good racing on down here in Melbourne. So we've got that to fall back on if the rides don't come for Sydney. But, we'll wait and see and hope we can pick something up, Michael.
Well, well done in the Australian Cup, Joy, and good luck today in the Canberra Cup.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Joy McNeil joining us on Racing Pulse after another Group 1 major victory.